The biggest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II has expanded, with 2.6 million Ukrainians leaving their country since the onset of Russia's invasion. The crisis has inspired two Harvard freshmen to create a website to help refugees find housing. Marco Burstein and Avi Schiffman created Ukraine Take Shelter, and they are joining us tonight. You two are so inspiring. I couldn't wait to have you on when I read about your story. And there are so many people who want to help, right? They see this crisis unfolding, but you two were actually able to create and implement something that really is powerful, and you did it at such a young age. How did you come up with the idea?
So I was in San Diego, and there was this big public protest that was happening. There were a few hundred people there. They were all holding up these signs saying, like, stop Putin. There were a few Ukrainian people speaking, and that was great for the few hundred people in San Diego, but I knew that I have these skills to make websites and apps and all that kind of stuff, and I have this big public following on social media. So I felt that I could combine the two and really make something like a direct, practical, useful tool for the people in Ukraine. So I called up my friend Marco, who's this amazing web developer from Harvard, and we did not sleep for like 3 days. We just stayed up all night working on this website, designing the user interface, coding, and we managed to make it in like a few days.
3 days, wow. Okay, so Marco, to you, these types of sites from government agencies and NGOs, they already exist to some extent, but you all wanted to create something that was simpler and easier for people who don't have time for that bureaucracy if you're fleeing a war zone. So how does it work?
Yeah, so our goal from the outset was to make something that was as streamlined and intuitive as possible, because if you're a refugee, you don't necessarily have time to be scrolling through pages and pages and documentation. We want people to be able to just go onto our website, put in the nearest city, and instantly see results. We also support filters so that they can add additional requirements that they might have. We have the website translated into over a dozen languages, so any languages that hosts or refugees speak in the area is probably covered. But our number one goal was to make things as intuitive and seamless as possible.
And so how has it been working? What is the response you've gotten?
It's been amazing. We have over 7,000 listings now across all over Europe. We've had so many success stories from refugees getting successful sanctuary because of this website. And I think that's incredible that me and Marco here in the United States can develop this website that is then used across the entire world. And it's awesome.
It is awesome, to say the least. Okay, so back to you, Marco. How did you feel to see it actually working? Because these are matches that can actually form bonds way beyond this emergency situation, right? They can last a lifetime aside from providing this critical assistance right now to refugees.
It's an incredible feeling. And I think what's even more special for both me and Avi is seeing not just how this website that we made is getting used, but how many people from all over the world are contributing and trying to help, whether it's the over a dozen translators that we've had working with us, whether it's our user experience testers, we have cybersecurity experts. And of course, as Avi mentioned, we have literally thousands of hosts who are so generous to donate and volunteer their homes to take in refugees. So we're really blown away by the response, not just from refugees, but from everyone who's trying to help in this situation.
You two are just so inspiring. And I saw some posts from people who say, like, I have a studio apartment, but I can take in a dog and take your dogs for a walk. So Avi, back to you. What do you say to people who want to help with something like this, but they don't have the skills you have?
Well, you know, it's never been easier to learn how to make a website like this. You can just go on YouTube and learn how to code a website. Me and Marco, we both got into Harvard for doing computer science that we entirely learned through searching questions on Google or going on YouTube and just typing in, like, how do I make a website? How do I make text red? You know, people have been making websites for over 20 years by now. Pretty much any question you can possibly think about, someone has asked before, and you can find amazing responses to that and learn how to make a website like this in just a few weeks. There's always something happening around the world. There's always some earthquake, pandemic, war, and there's always an amazing way to use technology to help that.
You two are just so amazing, and you're so young, so I'm really eager to find out, before I let you go, what is next for you both? What are your plans going into the future? Avi, let's start with you.
I've got big plans. I want to create technology that changes your daily life as much as the car you drive or the phone you use. We'll see what we get up to. I'm currently majoring in something called neurophilosophy, which is kind of a combination of like neuroscience, psychology, and philosophy. So very excited for that.
Love it. And Marco?
You know, I think technology changes at such a rapid pace. That is one reason why it's so exciting, but it also makes it really hard to predict what we're going to be doing in however many years. I am going to keep trying to solve problems with software, but I don't know exactly where that's going to take me. And definitely in the moment, we're focused on getting this website, UkraineTakeShelter.com, into as many hands as we can. So that's the goal right now.
Ukraine Takes Shelter, if our viewers want to help. Avi and Marco, thank you so much. You're doing amazing things, and we appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thank you.